If heavy rains raise the Roanoke River to dangerous levels or flooding occurs elsewhere, Emergency Services Coordinator Marcy Stone says the city is prepared to keep residents safe.
Once we get into the true response phase and we recognize there's a need to respond to the community and support the community, we will open our Emergency Operations Center and make sure that we're coordinating our efforts internally.
That brings together fire, EMS, the police, and other agencies so they are all on the same page. Stone, who had almost 60 messages waiting for her yesterday around 1 p.m. after she left a meeting, urges residents to stay away from floodwaters, even if they don't appear to be too deep.
You don't know what's underneath the water. Storm drains can take you down. Culverts, we don't even recommend our first responders wade out into that water.
Stone says city residents with landlines can receive reverse 911 calls with emergency information if flooding occurs. Cell phone users can sign up for the service at roanokeva.gov. Gene Morano, WFIR News.